And I'm going to mark it with a book. Anyway, I'd just like to again reiterate that I think all the devotees who remember the particularly the early days in England, particularly remember the very loving way which Shyam Sundar Prabhupada dealt with us. And I can particularly remember the example when I went to Edinburgh. And at that time I went there and I was kind of feeling a bit lonely because it was very cold and it was just two of us there for about 8 months. And I remember when I got a letter from Shyam Sundar Prabhupada, he described in detail, he's a very, very good writer, he described in detail how he explained everything to Prabhupada, the massage, and Prabhupada was having his massage, and he was telling me how much Prabhupada was enthused. And the other thing was that as soon as Prabhupada came, we were on the morning walk, and the first thing Shyam Sundar said was, "Sure, Prabhupada, this is Tribhuvanand, and he's opened the temple in Edinburgh." And Prabhupada looked around, and Prabhupada said, "Then I will come immediately." And I remember that I was really stunned because we had nothing ready for Prabhupada. And it was just the very, I'd say, personal way that Shyam Sundar Prabhupada always made sure that Prabhupada was very aware of all the things that the devotees were doing in the yatra. And always, I know from my point of view, always encouraged us immensely. And I think every devotee in the yatra has something to be very grateful to him for, because he definitely was the pioneer of this kind of England. Shyam Sundar Prabhupada. We're running down on time, so what I want to do is, I want to make an announcement first. We're going to be showing a video here after this finishes. It's just a video basically when George Harrison was here, we had a kirtan. And I think it was just very nice, George led the kirtan. And I think it was enthused devotees to see. One of the things is when I joined, which I thought was pretty amazing because I was only about 17 when I joined. Right after joining, I was like out in George Harrison's house, and there was all these stars there. And I used to bring the feast out every Sunday for George. And the other thing was, I always used to eat the samosas. You know, I used to do about 10 samosas. I used to get about 4 or 5 samosas on the way out. So I really enjoy that. But the one thing is that one of the nicest things about dealing with George was he was just like another devotee. I mean, completely. We built a Rastar in his house. There's one Rastar, me and Mahavishnu Swami. Is he here? Here he goes. We were building a Rastar there, and every day George was walking around chanting his rounds. And he used to chant for hours. He'd walk around chanting Mali, he chants his 16 rounds. And he was just like another devotee. He'd come up and he'd ask us if Prabhupada, where was Prabhupada. And I remember the very first Bhagavatams, they came out in chapter 4. And I gave him one or two of those, and he was like, he was talking with all these big shots, you know, there's like his manager and this guy and that guy and that guy. And as soon as I started talking about Prabhupada and the Bhagavatam, he just stopped all the conversation and started talking about Srimad Bhagavatam. And it was really nice to see that he was so much a devotee. So we'll be showing that video right after this. And it's definitely a 20-year, well, it's over 20 years, but it's definitely something part of that, because it's the exact same sort of situation we used to have in this house. When we go there, we'd have kirtan for hours. One time we had a 3-hour kirtan. A 2-hour, 1-hour, so it went on for ages. So it's always my life to see that. What I want to ask, Indrajuna Swami is going to mention a couple of things. So I'm going to call Indrajuna Maharaj next. Now, did any ladies speak at all? Any other ladies would like to give the reminiscence? Because I think it's, I don't know, I wasn't here the last couple of days, but maybe we have to, if you could think about that. And then what I'll do is anyone puts their hand up, they can up. If there's anyone else there, remember, who wants to particularly, you know, because it's difficult, but if anyone wants to put their hands up, who wants to particularly talk about Srila Prabhupada or particularly the early days in this one, Harinavananda, if you want to say something, come on there. So, Rainy, maybe after this, you can speak, Rainy. So, Guru Maharaj will say a few words. Also, getting back to that one thing about Prabhupada's feelings is, I remember one of the things is when he always used to pull my sikha. It was the thing that I always, whenever I used to go up to Prabhupada and play a bass, Prabhupada he'd give a little pull on the sikha. And then in Edinburgh, after we had the festival in Glasgow, Prabhupada particularly liked the festival. And I remember afterwards, I was holding the door, Srila Prabhupada was walking out of the hall, and the Srila Prabhupada just got both of his hands and just grabbed my head, and he was rubbing my head. And I remember I was standing nose to nose with Srila Prabhupada and rubbing my head. And he just said, "I'm very, very pleased with what you've done. Carry on this preaching." All over England this time. So Vijayana Kumara is going to speak about Srila Prabhupada. Vijayana Kumara is a very old devotee. He did traveling Sankirtan for many years in England. He was one of the original stalwart traveling party. And he distributed many, many thousands of Srila Prabhupada's books. Thank you.